Which is best, wet or dry? Part 4. Knowing that now made me cringe, as sometimes it's so easy just to pour into a bowl rather than take the time to cut up and put out. I certainly never made it a habit to feed my children fast foods, so I am not sure why I encouraged it for my cat. I remember at the time thinking that if she got hungry while I was away, there was always something she could refer back to, whereas wet food needs more supervision to ensure that pesky flies don't blow it before it's eaten up. Being now far better informed, were we ever to go back into a house again and to share it with a cat, which is rather likely with my husband's fondness for such creatures, we both will be better parents to our four-legged creature in the way of food offerings. Mind you, we would both be home with our cat by then anyway. Therefore, more control could be put into feed times and what to feed it. A warning here, if you only ever offer dry food, your cat is going to be far less better off than the neighbour's cat who only eats wet food. Dry food contains fillers, and who is to know what they're doing to your cat's digestive system? Usually carbohydrates can be obtained from mice and birds and lizards. However, a factory can be known to put anything they wish into such food, even sawdust. I hate to write that, but it has been true in the past. Nowadays, many businesses only think about profits. Having the health of their customers on their minds is given the least amount of attention when making up recipes to fill those tins for your animals. Read the labels, be very careful and selective of what you buy to feed your treasured pet. And that is the end of part 4.